Welcome back to Hollywood Trend Report. Here's Ann Chitilla.
Welcome back. Now turning to wellness trends. Take a deep breath, everyone. Relax. We all know how meditation helps with stress and focus levels and take stress away. Well, now new studies are showing that it even has an effect on pain, and it might be more effective than morphine. Meditation apparently changes the physical structure of the brain. These can be in neurotransmitters. It changes the blood flow and the brain wave activity. A study shows that a 40% reduction in pain intensity and a 57% reduction in pain unpleasantness comes about if you practice meditation. Morphine reduces both of those by about only 25%. Now turning to lifestyle trends, we all know that excess weight is detrimental to your physical health. Of course, we know that. But what most of you don't know is it can harm your mental health as well. It impairs memory and attention. Losing weight can help improve those functions. Obesity is considered a risk for Alzheimer's disease, dementia, and stroke. Why would body weight have anything to do with our brain function? Well, here's the answer. It turns out that the excess works on a number of different metabolic pathways that can affect the way we process the information coming into our brain. So if you feel like you're forgetful or you can't stay focused, try a diet, try exercise. It might just do the trick.
Today I don't feel like doing anything. I just wanna lay in my bed. Don't feel like picking up my phone, so leave a message at the tone. 'Cause today I swear I'm not doing anything.
Love that song. That's Bruno Mars' new song called The Lazy Song. Well, as Bruno sings, you may decide not to do anything, but I hope this next story may help save your life or someone you love, because likely you may not know you're in danger, even if you went to the doctor and your cholesterol test came back showing good results. There is a new test now being done in the United States. It now tests particles in the blood, and it gives you a much more accurate reading. It's called Advanced Lipoprotein Testing. And it's truly amazing.
I need a doctor.
For those up in Canada, you can contact the doctor here in the States that is the number one doctor doing it right now. Dr. Michael F. Fishman is the founder and the director of the Center for Cholesterol Management in Los Angeles and Beverly Hills. He's a diplomat of the American Board of Surgery and the American Board of Thoracic Surgery. He's a fellow in the American College of Surgeons and a fellow in the American College of Chest Physicians. He was listed by the Consumers Research Council of America in the Guide to America's Top Surgeons. He says we must focus on preventative aspects of cardiac care, namely cholesterol, which is lipid management. He is a noted authority on lipid disorders and is currently the cholesterol expert on WebMD. The test has pretty much saved my life recently. It woke me up. I tested, and wow, what I found out that no other test showed, and I was able to change my lifestyle immediately.
In 1961, a paper was published in Annals of Internal Medicine that talked about these lipoprotein particles, and I describe them as cars to my patients, these particles that drive the cholesterol around. It was elucidated at that time that clogging of the arteries, also known as atherosclerosis, occurs when these lipoprotein particles, these cars, drive the cholesterol into the wall. Basically, what we've been doing for years, and we still do, is they measure, the analogy would be people in cars. So when we do regular cholesterol testing, we're measuring the people in the cars, not the cars.
Doctors now know that risk of heart attack is not as simple as just measuring your cholesterol. The lipoprotein testing measures the number of various particles present in the blood, information that is more predictive of heart disease than traditional testing.
So what we do is now we're able to do an MRI, essentially, of the blood and measure these vehicles that drive the cholesterol into the wall of the artery. So it's irrelevant how much there is. If you can't get it to where it's going to do harm, who cares how much there is? And these more particles you have, the greater your risk.
The lipoprotein test is especially important for people with certain risk factors, even if they have normal cholesterol numbers. Since most coronary artery disease victims, 50% of men and 64% of women, are not diagnosed until sudden death or a heart attack, advanced lipoprotein can save your life. The Center for Cholesterol Management in Los Angeles, the number is 310-481-3939. If you want to contact me through Hollywood Trend Report, I can give you the coordinates of the doctor, and he does Skype with Canadian patients. Well, that's it for this week's show. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Ann Shatila in Los Angeles. If you'd like to send us some ideas for the show, please feel free. We'd love to hear from you. And publicists, send them to HollywoodTrendReport.com. Until next time, this portion of Hollywood Trend Report has been brought to you in part by Nutrients Premium Pet Foods. No byproducts, no bad anything, no gluten. If you want the best for your pet, Nutrients Premium Pet Food. See you next time. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Ann Shatila's Hollywood Trend Report, brought to you by McKenzie Investments. Visit burnrate.ca or talk to your financial advisor about investing in a future using McKenzie Mutual Funds.